Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
April 20, 1806. Still trying to purchase horses. Today, Captain Clark, in desperation, offers a tremendous price for some horses and itemizes the offer in today's journal entry.
This morning, very cold, hills covered with snow. I showed the natives what I had to give for their horses and attempted to purchase them. They informed me that they would not sell any horses to me, that their horses were at a long ways off, and they would not trade them. My offer was a blue robe, calico shirt, a handkerchief, 5 parcels of paint, a knife, a wampum moon, 4 braces of ribbon, a piece of brass, and about 6 braces of yellow beads. And to that amount for what I had, I also offered my large blue blanket for one, my coat and sword and plume, none of which seemed to entice these people to give horses if they had any. I could not procure a single horse of those people during this day at any price. They offered me 2 for 2 kettles, of which we could not spare. I used every artifice, decent and even false statements, to induce those poor devils to sell me horses. In the evening, 2 different men offered to sell me 3 horses, which they informed me was a little distance off, and they would bring them up immediately. Those 2 persons I found went immediately off up the river to their tribes without any intention to find or sell their horses. At sunset, finding no probability of Captain Lewis's arrival, packed up the articles and took them into the lodge in which I lay last night. Captain William Clark, April 20, 1806.
Lewis was also bartering for horses and offering high prices, including some iron objects. This may account for Lewis's branding iron being found years later near this location. The wampum moon was probably a crescent-shaped object decorated with yellow beads. Clark ended the journal entry today with, "Those people are great jokies and deceitful in trade." Thwaites, in his edits, took the word literally and wrote jokers, but undoubtedly it was Clark's spelling of the word jockeys, often used to describe bargaining or attempting to gain advantage. Tomorrow, tomahawks stolen.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Narration by Hal Hansen. Production assistance from Chad Reinhardt. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at YellowstonePublicRadio.org.